beads.
Seems like you self-edited.
I sure
like
did.
Like you came across something and said, I'm going to have to change this.
Do you think I read this stuff before I actually talk about it?
No.
I don't, most of the time.
But I could tell from the look on your face and the pause at that word that you had to come up with something else.
Well, these are beads that are placed in a special location.
What?
On the backside.
Emma.
It's based on a story about chess.
Oh yeah, it's her and Nathan Fielder gonna do something with that again, I believe.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, 19-year-old Hans Niemann beat the number one chess player in the world, 31-year-old Magnus Carlsen.
And there was talk
of cheating.
Of cheating with
these let's call
Wait,
them
okay,
A beads.
Hold on.
A beads, and I don't mean A for atomic.
Yeah, I know, it's the weirdest thing. I remember this.
These beads, when stuck in their proper location, would vibrate. So they had some kind of a code.
They had a remote, probably.
I would think. I didn't know anal beads came with a remote.
Oh, A beads.
The A beads, I meant to say.
All those kids tuning in for random facts, and there comes Uncle Greggy.
Uncle Greg.
The phone lines are about to light up.
There with the.
Jay, if the beads. If they were a different kind of bead, I would put them on the body where they would be, but this is where they are. I mean, what am I supposed to do? They're placed in the...
rectum?
Yeah.
This is true.
Morgan Wallen will not appear at his court date today. He doesn't have to. Shania Twain convinced Jon Bon Jovi to get vocal cord surgery because she said it would work, and it did. Here they are making excuses for Alec Baldwin. Yesterday we had the story about how he once called Paul McCartney an a-hole, but it was a joke. See? His sense of humor, I keep forgetting how just not freaking funny he is.
He's like that terrible friend that you have who just says, like, mean off-the-wall stuff.
Yeah.
And is like, I was joking.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but...
Just a joke, guys.
It's too late. Yeah. By the time they get around to, I'm just kidding.
Right.
You know. And, that's all the crap we have in the cheap and trashy. So,
sounds like it.
If you guys in the back had your coffee, bring them back.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, which is... A store Pamela would like to get over and check out.
I would. I've been perusing the website.
You've looked at the website, which is an option that you can do, actually. You can take a look at their website, heirloomjewelers.com, and the history that you will see behind every single piece there is very detailed. It's not just this one's from the 1800s. Enjoy. No, it's very detailed, not only on the piece itself as a whole, but also on the individual parts of the piece of jewelry that makes it what it is. So they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it is by appointment only, and she is going to be calling 260-0066 so that she can talk to Troop Booth and get an idea of kind of, you know, make an appointment so she can go by and look and get a more detailed look at some of these pieces. And if you've got pieces at home that you think may have some value, they probably do have some value if you've got those pieces, but call Troop. He'll be able to work with you and figure out, what the value of that is, what you've got on your hands. Whether you want to sell it or not, you'll at least know what the value of it is, what it's worth as you hand it down generation after generation. Again, it's almost like an investment. You get these things, they're only going to go up in price. So when you get these, you hand them down generation. It's an investment for the future because it's going to bring in a lot of money for whoever ends up having these and then sells them if they want to do that. Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook, Instagram, over on Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive, and online at heirloomjewelers.com. That number again is 260-0066.
All right, we've killed the first hour. Up next, we have Random Facts, as always, followed by a $20 food outlet pop quiz question. Let's drive a dungeon, fresh edition of SRN News, moments away.
Well, looking around Montgomery this morning on the cams, we are not seeing any problems anywhere. We are looking good in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but traffic is building. Folks are getting out on the road to get this Friday underway. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We're keeping an eye on things. We'll let you know if accidents occur. Larry Live Oak has been insuring River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881, Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
Today is May 3rd, National Two Different Colored Shoes Day. I don't understand. When I look at shoes, I don't see color. I just see two diverse examples of footwear that coexist within the spectrum of the rainbow that makes up all of humanity. Have an enlightened National Two Different Colored Shoes Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's Radio with the Porpoise at 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Once police moved in, it was all over for anti-Israel protests at UCLA. Campus is calm this morning, but there's a big mess to clean up. And at long last, we heard from President Biden. He's calling for order on the nation's college campuses. Southeast Texas, including Houston, is reeling from massive flooding, expected to persist into the weekend. There have been high water rescues, mandatory evacuations, and many power outages. Interstate 95 closed at Norwalk, Connecticut, the result of a fiery crash. It damaged an overpass. The hope is to have it reopened by Monday morning. Japan's Nippon Steel postponing by several months expected closing of its $14 billion purchase of U.S. steel. The Justice Department wants more documentation about that proposed deal. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 287 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 113. More details at srnnews.com.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and retirement savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing these schemes. Real patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is and fight back against the system. Now, with the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k may be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas into our Election Protection Report. You definitely won't hear any of these in the mainstream news. Get your free copy of our Election Protection Report now. Just text TRUTH to 76626. Plus, today you'll also get a free gold investment kit from our sponsor, Augusta Precious Metals. Text TRUTH to 76626 now and get the free report and gold investment kit. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text the word TRUTH to 76626.
Standard text and data rates may apply.
End of the week. I've been waiting, don't you know? Well, it's the end of the week. I've been waiting, don't you know? I'm feeling good, everybody.
team this morning includes me, Greg Boudel, Jay Scott, and Pamela.
Good morning.
We're working with that now, Pamela, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What else? What were the other options?
Well, there's Pam Dubuque, which is her real last name, or Pamela Jean, which is your middle name.
Yes.
Pamela Jean is kind of cool, too.
I do love that name.
PJ.
Yes.
How about PJ Dubuque?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Well, it might be a stretch.
We will address you whatever way you deem best. No doubt about that.
Pamela Jean is what my mom calls me all the time.
You know, every Sunday morning I'm over at the food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. When I'm not there, people get concerned. So I will be there this week, and everything I routinely buy is on special this week.
Oh, nice.
This is
awesome.
You're going
to save some money then.
I always do, but chicken tenders. You know, the very kind that Chase and Briscoe, my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, catered thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. It's chicken tenders. It's a white meat that's okay. I don't stuff them with chicken tenders, and I don't give them a dipping sauce. But
they're sad about that.
They're easy to grill, and they're $2.98 a pound. You're not going to find a better price anywhere. But check this out: ground beef, and they sell it in these plasticine 10-pound packages. They look like big meat torpedoes. But you save money, 10 pounds, $28.88 for 10 pounds of USDA ground beef, the good stuff, premium ground beef, $2.88 a pound. Bluebell ice cream, which I love and enjoy in extremely limited quantities from time to time in my ongoing health kick, $4.98 for the 12-pack of cups. You get 6 vanilla, 6 chocolate. Awesome. And with a cup, at least you know you're not going to sit there with a half a gallon and eat it while watching a movie. All your favorite Coke products. I'm a Diet Coke drinker, and I like Sprite Zero. $3.33 for the 6-pack of half-liter bottles. That is the best price you're going to find anywhere. Fresh Vidalia onions are $1.26 a pound. The fresh fruits and vegetables at Food Outlet are always a great deal. Fresh bananas, 50 cents a pound. That's the lowest price I've seen on those in a long, long time. And buns, if you're grilling out this weekend, now that we're getting into May, the grilling gets going. Two packages for $3. Surefine is one of the house brands, and they are excellent. Nabisco Oreo cookies, original or double stuff, $3.97 for the 14-ounce package, and there's many more. The list is posted at the door as you walk in. Roma tomatoes, $1.99 for 20 ounces worth of those. And everything in the house is cost plus 10%, so you will save as you walk through each and every aisle. You know, I can tell somebody when I need something at Food Outlet when I'm in New Orleans, I dictate the grocery list because I can walk through the store in my head. Not that that's any credit of great mental achievement on my part, but that's still how familiar I am.
Yeah.
And just the other day, I found somebody that we used to work with who wanted to know where the cricket dust was. I was able to aim them in the right direction just from memory. Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street west of Highway 31 in the preferred community. And mine is the Coliseum Boulevard location right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Rich?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a little early to be this warm, but it's going to be a very warm weekend forecast. A good bit of sunshine today with a high temperature up, flirting with 90 degrees, and maybe some widely scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. In fact, same thing on Saturday and Sunday as well, but the rain chances on the low end. Daytime highs on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s. Nights will be in the 60s, and we'll be flirting with 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music. College students are skipping class, protesting for the Palestinians. But I think there's a decent chance they don't want to take final exams.
Broadway nominees for New York's Tonys. I did not go there, hard to care about a play I did not see. Play of basketball and hockey all day long. I bet on sports. Time for the Kentucky Derby, losing money on a horse.
Grazie. Tune in next week where I sing about eating the tequila worm on a Cinco de Mayo.
Kentucky Derby just doesn't seem to be the big deal that it used to be for some reason. At least not as big.
I don't think so either.
Same thing with the Indy 500. That was the race of the year. And now that NASCAR is... like, just, no pun intended, lapped it in popularity. There's that. And I was going to ask, do you know anybody that, because you were flooded with ads, but do you know anybody that does the sports betting on any of these things they advertise on TV?
No, I don't. I don't know anybody that does that sort of thing.
Somebody's doing it because these places seem to be thriving and making tons of money off suckers.
Yeah.
That's, I think I just answered my own question with that.
That's exactly right. I don't know. I've never been the sports betting kind of guy.
No.
I never have. I've never felt that I was smart enough to sports bet.
No, I'm not super savvy with that.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know, let me pull a lever and and have things spin and maybe land on something. Or play cards. I'd like to do that, but...
Nah. One thing that
I like to bet on things I know.
Sports ain't it.
Nope.
One thing I did get an insider tip, like if you're on a cruise ship, hit the casino early. Because the machines are much more likely to pay off early, because that creates what? Excitement. And other people think they're going to win, and then everybody walks out of there, you know, with their pockets pulled out, inside out. In fact, I did that. I told you, I think it was last week, we were doing a remote broadcast from Nassau. And I'm not a gambler, but I made stupid money. So I went to the cashier and I got 10 silver dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The third one paid off $100.
Okay.
So I gathered up all the coins. I took them back to the cashier. I got my 102 or one, whatever it was. That was the last time I played the slots. That way I can always stay ahead.
There you go.
And I don't feel like I'm missing anything either, except potential misery. Our grand prize drawing is at 855. If you want in on that, give us your first name and last initial at 272-9228. We give away the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. If you're traveling Memorial Weekend, I know that seems a bit off. It is 3 weeks from today, I believe it starts. Get your car to Don Duncan and... do everything you can to eliminate the possibility of an automobile trouble ruining your Memorial Weekend. There's nothing sadder. I've traveled so much on holidays, and when you see a family on the side of the road with all their stuff pulled out of the back so they could get the spare because they didn't get the tires rotated or checked, they do a two-man rolling inspection on your tires at Don Duncan. So if something's embedded in there, that's like a little time bomb. They withdraw it, plug the hole. No extra charge for that, by the way. When you need new tires, they're the people to see because they carry all the major name brands at a wholesale price. And they have mechanics that can solve virtually, diagnose and solve any problem your car might have. Three locations serving you from high atop Mount Duncan and Millbrook. That's the big hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison, that's my location. And Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. We're at 720. We have Blue Water News, and then part one of Random Facts is always followed by a $20 food outlet pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A man is in critical condition after being shot by a Montgomery police officer Thursday afternoon. The shooting happened at about 2:30 on Troy Highway near the intersection of Parktown Way. The circumstances leading up to the shooting have not yet been released. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, announced Thursday that it plans to open a $800 million data center in Montgomery that will support 100 jobs. Meta's new 715,000-square-foot data center will be built off Interstate 65 across from the Hyundai Automotive Plant. Legislation allowing for a vote on a statewide lottery and the authorization of casinos for electronic gaming continued to stall in the Alabama Senate on Thursday, just 2 days after a late-night vote fell one vote shy of advancing. If approved, the gambling proposal will go on the ballot for a statewide vote August 20th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's May 3rd, the greatest day ever. On the 3rd of May, 1933, the godfather of soul, James Brown, is born. And when the doctor slapped his behind, the world was graced with his iconic sound.
Get down, Mom! Put my down!
Have a great May 3rd, the greatest day ever.
And now,
Old Papa's got a brand new bag of
random facts.
What? That was the. All right.
Did you know?
Let me amuse you.
Do you like sushi?
I love sushi.
All right. The
That's
earliest
chick food.
No, it's not.
That's not chick food.
Some of it is really good for you.
Rich will not eat sushi.
Really?
He does not like sushi.
And neither do I.
You should.
You don't
try
like sushi.
It.
You don't like sushi either. Do you not?
What have you tried?
It came in a dark green leaf, and it looked like it was stuffed with rice.
Well, yes.
You know why Rich and I don't eat sushi? That's why we don't eat sushi.
I love sushi. I don't eat sushi because most of the kind that I would eat is not, then the amount of it I would eat is not good for you.
Just have a steak on the plate next to it.
Yeah.
Balance.
You know, I bet other guys could relate to this story. Remember the actress I told you about? She wanted to go to some... We're going to go to a sushi place in Coral Gables. Okay, wherever you want. Your heart's desire is my command, whatever. And so what is this? Where's the landlubber's platter?
Menu? Yeah.
I do feel like you can spend a lot on sushi and still leave hungry sometimes, which is not...
So I get these two rolls on my plate in this dark green leaf. It looked like rice. I guess there was fish in there.
I don't know why. I don't know. The dark green leaf thing is throwing me off.
Right. It's wrapped in seaweed.
Might have. I don't know. They serve seaweed? Come on. That's the easiest thing to grow in the ocean. So she said, here, try some of this. There's this light green chopped up stuff in a little ram bowl.
The spicy stuff.
Here, this
wasabi?
Wasabi. That's think of the name.
So, that was it. I put some of it on.
Probably more than you'd think.
His eyes went.
And for the first and only time in dining out in my entire life, everything that I put in my mouth came right back out.
Ugh, through all the different places.
I recorded it live. It was just.
I really love it. You know, and I'll tell you, it was Rick here that got me into sushi.
He makes his own.
Well, he's like, hey, we're gonna go here to have sushi. You want to come along? And I said, sure, but I'm not really big into sushi. They have some other, they got other stuff. Come on. So we went. And I was like, I just don't know about sushi. And they had this regular stuff. Then they brought out, like, the fried sushi.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried that. I was like, oh, this is good. And that opened the door for me to try the non-fried.
I think the first thing I had was like a California roll, which is very basic.
Yeah, very basic. And vegetable.
Starter sushi, isn't it?
I would say so. But try the fried sushi, and that, for me, that opened the door to all the other sushis available. Once that happened, I was like, all right, this is good. I'll eat, I'm fine with it. So it was great. The earliest form of sushi originated on the Mekong River. I guess that's how you pronounce that. Parts of Laos, Thailand, parts of Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam, between the 3rd and 5th, reverse that, 5th and 3rd centuries B.C.
Okay, yeah, okay. You gotta calm down.
Because they go the other way.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's some old food. But then again, it's raw fish. Probably been eating that for a long time.
Right. So they put it in a little roll.
To prevent the fish spoiling in the heat, they were gutted, packed with rice, and then stored in barrels. And that tradition spread to China and then over to Japan as well. So, yeah. And that's where we get sushi from. Or at least that's the earliest form of sushi. Did you know who Deborah Houston is? Probably not, but maybe you will now. She set the record for the world's oldest soapbox derby racer.
That was one of those events as a kid you heard about and wanted to be in, but I think it only takes place in Ohio.
Soapbox Derby?
Soapbox Derby, yes.
Well, that's because she was in the Soapbox Derby National Championships at 59 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought the age limit was 12.
Well, at first she just wanted
to. What else does she have going on?
Yeah, she wanted to. At first she just did this. She signed up to get her grandkids into a racing league just to get them out of the house. Here's something you can do.
Yeah.
However, she got urged to actually participate in the race due to her small height and weight that was low enough to do that. So 59 years old, she competed in the national championships of the Soapbox Derby.
It's not motorized. It's you go downhill. I really do think it has its origins. Let me ask an expert, shall I? Siri, where do they hold the Soapbox Derby?
World Championship Finals are held each July at Derby Downs in Akron, Ohio.
There you go.
This is from Wikipedia.
Yeah, but how about that?
Derby Downs.
I had the right state.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thank you.
That's the first time I've actually ever heard her answer you straight.
Right.
When you
ask actually
a question.
Give you the answer and not say, here's what I found on the internet.
Right.
It depends on how you ask the question.
Okay.
If you ask for too broad a question, she'll say, I found this on Wikipedia. But if you ask something specific like I just did, that's when you get the answer. And,
you're brilliant.
Thank you. Figured that out.
Trying to figure out when the world championship of the Soapbox Derby is, and I'm going here now to see.
Hey, I just got a nice note from Rich.
Boy, look at the time.
No, that's not what the note said. He read my boom column.
Oh, July 20th. Of this year is the 86th annual Soapbox Derby Championship.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about it as a kid and I wanted to be in it.
At Derby Downs in Akron.
Derby Downs.
Derby Downs. Sounds like somebody's name.
This is the weekend for Downs. Churchill Downs, Derby Downs.
I get hoedowns.
Hoedowns.
I'm down.
Did you know? Have you ever been to a restaurant that didn't have dollar signs next to the prices?
Yes.
Yes.
Many times.
Well, apparently, restaurants that don't put dollar signs next to prices on their menus, customers end up spending more. I don't know why that is.
I can see that. You know, I spent $17 for a cheeseburger over at What's-His-Face. Hey, it was only $17. Mm-hmm. See the difference? Dollars makes it sound more expensive.
But why not a dollar sign? Why does a dollar sign make us... The numbers are the exact same.
It's a practice that goes back a long way.
The difference would be the menus that don't put prices on there. That's annoying.
I know. Here's how that works. Right. Let me explain. When I had stupid money.
Yeah.
I used to love to fly my mom down to Florida, and I would purposefully take her to restaurants, the best, right?
That didn't have prices, didn't. Because she would always pick the cheapest thing, wouldn't she?
That was her thing.
Yeah. She'd be like, I'm scanning the menu. A burger or a salad.
No, Mom, they don't have pancakes at Joe's Stone Crabs. Sorry. So, but the man would get the menu with the prices, and the woman would get the menu without the price.
Oh, okay.
I like that style.
That's interesting. That's, I don't know if I'm coming up to the random fact on it. Or if I've already done it. It's one of those things that I can't remember in my head. But originally, women, when they would go to the doctor, they wouldn't... Like, if there was something serious, they wouldn't be told. Their husbands would be told.
Yeah.
And then it would be the husband's decision to tell his wife.
Gosh.
Ain't that weird?
That something is serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like if a woman went to the doctor, now obviously if she found out she was pregnant, she's probably going to know that. But like if she had, hey, we've found a lump,
right.
Or we've found cancer, okay. Or we've
has
got this.
6 months to live.
She wouldn't know about it. The doctor would tell the husband.
Oh my gosh,
that's weird.
The example that was used in the random fact that I have, and it may be coming up in weeks ahead, or it may be one I've already done, was actually George Wallace and his wife.
Hmm.
No.
She had something with her, and he was told, and she was not informed of that.
Huh.
Like at a period?
No, it was up to the husband to tell. It was up to the husband to tell the wife. The husband didn't even have to go to the doctor with her. It was just the husband would then call
and let him know.
Uh huh. Here's what we found about your wife. Yeah.
Oh, Dow futures through the roof. April unemployment 3.9%. That's up, I think.
Did you know the significance of the date February 12th, 1809?
Abe Lincoln was born.
And one other person.
Oh. Mark Twain?
Yeah, you know, I want to say you're close, you're not, but it feels like you are. Charles Darwin.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
They're like...
Brothers.
Yeah.
You know,
Darwin and Samuel Clemens, yeah, they were...
Yeah. Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln, both born on the same day, same year. Not the same time, but yeah. Did you know it is currently, right now, the longest period in modern history without the formation of any new nations? It has been 13 years, actually maybe 14 by now, since a new country was added to the world map. And that is the longest time we've gone without adding a new country to the map.
We're lazy.
Every year that we go, it becomes the longest time. It actually was ever how long ago, 13 years, but yeah.
Remember you dopey things in elementary school? We'd have a map of Europe, and we had to color in the countries and put the name on.
I remember doing that.
Oh, screw that.
I love geography.
that part of it, but...
I suck at geography.
Really?
Anybody, if you want to tell me where you're at... You like you're across the street from what used to be old Alabama Power, or at least on that side, down from the gas building that I used to pay my gas bill at. Like you would have to.
You're a landmark only
landmark
person.
Guy. That is it. That is how that works.
I'm heading east on so and so, and you're like, okay, you might as well be on the moon.
I know. I'm not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to get me there. I need. It's across the street from the McDonald's. You turn left at the Dairy Queen. There's an old oak tree with a cooler out front. You go past that.
No, we did geography when I was in like 7th grade, and I excelled. I had the highest grade. I loved it. It set a fire in me.
My coloring was good. And Pelham is always red.
What I love, one of the...
That makes sense.
...things that fascinates me about Rich is the fact that he can look at the untouched map of Alabama.
Yes.
And you could just point to any county and he'd be like, that's that. That's
I know.
That,
I envy that. I've been here almost 20 years now and I'm still, not sure.
Nope.
I can do this region.
The river region?
Well, I mean, the five...
The tri-county
six,
area? The
eight counties, within...
Oh, no, I can start throwing out names, but I couldn't... I wouldn't be able to point at a map outside of the most obvious, Montgomery, Autauga, there's Mobile's at the bottom,
Elmore,
Huntsville's at the
Lowndes,
top.
Baldwin.
Yeah, there's a couple I can point at, but then there's others where it's like, I don't know what that is.
To point out Coffee County, I would probably have trouble, but I know where Lowndes and Macon are.
Dothan.
Coffee County is down
Houston
south
County
on 231.
What?
Coffee County is south on 231 towards Florida.
Oh, okay.
I'll take your word for it. We don't know.
I have driven that way dozens of times.
Yeah. Did you know... In 1984, a British grandmother made the world's first online at-home consumer purchase. She used her television remote. She was ordering groceries from the local Tesco over there in Britain, I guess. I don't know where Tesco's are. Anyway, that's how she did that. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to take a quick break and come back and tell you a random fact about the most... constitutions of any country. We will tell you about Cornelius Vanderbilt.
I just watched the Gilded Age documentary the other night about all those gilded people.
Gamers will know this, but we're going to tell you who Marcus Pearson is.
I had to figure out the difference between gilded and gilded.
And Gilda.
Yeah.
We're also going to tell you about the movie from 1994 called It's Pat.
I remember that.
Oh my God, the worst character in SNL history.
It's not a horrible random fact, but it's nothing great about it. And we have a random fact that I did months ago that I've already told you that I did, that you have already brought up numerous times. And so giving you a tease about it would only tell you what it is, so I'm not going to tell you.
All right, and I'm not going to tell you the traffic is next or the Rich's forecast is a little further up the road. And that Brad McDonald will join us. I'm not telling you any of that this morning. But I will tell you about Donnie Turner.
Hey, you should.
One of the great things about...
I love that man.
He is one of the best human beings on the planet, and that's one reason why you can count on an exceptional outcome when your car is damaged in a wreck at Montgomery Paint and Body. It's his ethics. It's the way he's wired. I know him, and when he, he's a very generally mild-mannered guy, is very capable of telling you what he expects from people and so forth. But the one thing that really triggers him is lack of ethics. Liars, fakers, he will not tolerate that. And that's why, he's got the best people working at MPB, people who are really talented and skilled with high tech to restore the look of a car to good as new, maybe better. He is literally the white glove guy. When your car is ready for pickup, he will give it a quick look over, and if he finds even a speck of dust on it before you get it back, he'll take it off, like he did that once for me. They go that extra measure to make sure that not only everything that needs to be replaced, repainted, and repaired is, but then they go about giving the car the bumper-to-bumper restoration that you deserve. It's corny, but it's more bang for your buck. The insurance adjusters locally know them and respect them. So when you have an accident, get the claim number from your insurance company ASAP and get it to them, and then let them take care of business with the insurance folks, because they'll know exactly what needs to be ordered. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane and make arrangements. But either way, at the end of the day, when your car is done, it's going to look good as new, maybe better. 27 Wreck with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body. Let's see you might meet them at 7:40.
Well, the good news, we continue to look really good all over the River Region. Now, busy? Yes, we are right now. And if you're on the roads, you know that. Coming out of Wetumpka on 231, Millbrook Prattville putting a lot of cars on I-65 southbound into Montgomery. Busy at the interchange. Boulevard's getting very busy as well. But everybody's getting along with everybody so far on this Friday morning. Smile, it's the weekend. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call. 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now...
Where have you been?
Went to the camp before part two of...
Random facts.
That was the best I could come up with. There was just no natural setup today.
Went to the can. did you know this country has had 39 constitutions since 1844, the most of any country?
39 constitutions since when?
1844.
Is this a European nation?
No. Maybe no. I don't think so. Again, you're asking a geography question to a guy that don't know geography.
Does it end in the letters STAN?
No.
I don't know then.
The first part of it ends in the ICAN.
First part of it.
Two-word
country. Dominican Republic?
Bingo. That's it.
You said the first part. I thought you were talking about the first part of the word, and I'm trying to think, what country starts with I-C-A-N?
I'm sorry.
You misled me. Actually, she's just smarter than I am.
She knows geography.
Yeah.
She's really good with geography. I suck at it. Which is why I'm asking these questions and not trying to answer them. Did you know Cornelius Vanderbilt?
What a distinguished gentleman.
I guess. I don't know which Vanderbilt is this one.
It's not Gloria.
No.
I know that Vanderbilt.
Let me see. Was this the one that... Okay, who is...
What year are we talking about? This is the Gilded Age Vanderbilt.
Oh, he was born in 1794, died in 1877.
Okay, he was one of the first... The Vanderbilts.
He was nicknamed the Commodore.
Ah, Commodore Vanderbilt. Yes. Of course, now I know who you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Did he sing All Night Long?
No.
Oh, not that.
I think
Commodore.
It has something to do with the university, being that they're the Commodores.
Hey.
Hey.
Vanderbilt Commodores.
Possibly. Cornelius Vanderbilt had an estimated worth of $105 million at the time of his death in 1877.
Wow.
Let's put that in. Well, this only goes to 2022 dollars, so who knows what it'd be in 2024. But that $105 million from 1877 would be 2 $1,885,531,250.
Goodness.
That's a lot. A lot of money. 1877, dude was rolling in it. Speaking of another guy that's rolling in it, Marcus Pearson. Your kids play any video games at all?
Max does play some. He plays like on his iPad.
Okay.
Not like, well, he plays the Switch too.
Yeah? But,
yeah.
Do you know what kind of games?
He likes Off-Road Outlaws. Not really.
Okay.
Snow Runner, Mud Runner.
Mud Runner. Yeah,
yes.
I know Mud Runners.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, Marcus Pearson never finished high school, but he went on to create, and now he's a billionaire, by the way, Minecraft.
Oh, he does play Minecraft.
Yeah.
I forget about that. Yeah, that's a big one.
He probably knew who Marcus Pearson was when I said that. But yeah, guy made tons of money when he sold the rights, I guess, to Minecraft. God, it's such a simple creation.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude made billions off
of it. Yeah, Max enjoys building homes in there.
That's all I would do. I would turn off the survival mode part where you have to, you know, at night the bad things come out and you have to survive. I turned all that off and I just built.
That's what he likes to do.
And it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know a 1994 comedy film based on the SNL character Pat was released called It's Pat?
Yeah.
The woman who played Pat, I love her to death, Julia Sweeney.
Me too.
She's wonderful.
I love Julia Sweeney.
She is wonderful. Survived cancer, or at least I know she did. I'm not sure if, I don't even know if she's still around.
She is.
I saw her on a couple of guest spots on Frasier from back in the 90s as well. Anyway, it bombed at the box office so badly.
How bad was it, Jay?
It was removed after its opening weekend.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
That's got to be kind of embarrassing.
What do you think the budget on It's Pat was?
I'm going to go with $10
million. You're close. It was $8.
Pretty low.
$8
million. Yeah.
Well, this is 94.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in 94, but it only made 60 grand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I wonder who looked at that SNL character and said, there's a moneymaker right there.
Well, I got to figure, this was 94, so I got to figure that Wayne's World was probably a huge success for them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, what else can we milk here?
Right.
That's true.
A memorable character.
Now, one that I did enjoy once was the Stuart Smalley movie.
Stuart Saves His Family?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean, as goofy as it was.
Which, again, was probably 90s as well.
Yes,
what else they did? Night at the Roxbury?
Definitely.
Was another one that they did.
That was dumb.
What did they do any other SNL bits that turned into films? Superstar.
Oh, yeah, Superstar.
Yeah, that was a little bit later on, I believe. Yeah, there was just like, let's just make more movies out of these SNL bits.
The Blues Brothers.
Right, that goes back to the 70s,
that
obviously.
That was a big moneymaker.
Yeah, or 80s, I think.
Stupid movie, but yeah. Yeah,
and it works. Coneheads. I remember did the Dan Aykroyd film.
I don't know if that made money or broke it.
I like that movie.
But the Coneheads to me was one of those skits. Okay, it was funny. Once.
And they made a whole movie out of it.
Mm-hmm. A whole movie.
Weird confession. I actually would get physically sick when I saw the Coneheads. Like the essentially the deformity.
Yeah, they were like human.
Like
unicorns.
My head was my brain was taking that as like it. But for what I can look at gore all day and it's not a problem. But for that, I was really disturbed.
You
to
had
the
a
point
visceral
of,
reaction.
Yes.
Wow.
Physically, like I'm gonna throw. Yeah. The pickled bologna reminds me of the way the Coneheads made me feel. And finally, did you know, this is the random fact that we have actually covered plenty of times before, because apparently recently this has come out. Emma Stone, when she registered for the Screen Actors Guild, she couldn't use her real name, Emily Stone, because that was already taken. So she picked the name Emma. Do you know why she picked the name Emma?
From the book?
No. Do you know why she picked the name Emma?
I don't.
Oh.
Okay. Even though I read the story like 2 days ago.
It's in honor of someone from a musical group.
The Spice Girls.
That is it.
Okay.
Emma Bunton. Baby Spice. That's what she got the Emma Stone from. Those are your random facts. We're done.
Wow. And it's only 7:50.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. You just brought up a lot of great stuff to chat about, man. It was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, we will do that pop quiz question here in just a second on Newstalk 93.1 FM.
Oh, yeah, I got to come up with that.
We had a phenomenal time at Baumhauer's. If you are into the playoffs and you want to have a group over, you have two choices. You could go through all the hassle of going to the store, prepping food, and doing food for your guests, or you can go to the catering menu at Baumhauer's.com and check out the party planners. That is always recommended. They have the wing variety, a tray. How about a tray of Spencer's gooey fries? They are so good, people can't stop eating them.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say, how about a tray of Spencer's gifts?
Spencer's gifted. That's Bob's oldest son. The kid's
is
bright as all get out, and Bob has been getting him ready to ascend to the throne, although I think Bob will always be keeping an eye on things. He is an incredible kid. And in fact, the whole Inflation Bites menu, where you can get a whole meal, like the non-ranch BLT, all right, $9.99.
They also have non-bread.
Non-bread, which is perfect because it holds all the moisture from many strips of smoked applewood bacon, long strips, not tiny ones. It hangs out both ends of the bread with tomatoes and lettuce and their homemade buttermilk ranch dressing. It comes with fries and a beverage at that price. Take a look at what you're paying. By the way, later this morning, I'm going to post a link to fast food places that are vanishing from the landscape. You'll be shocked at some of the names on there. But it's just become so expensive. So if you're going to go out to eat, get something from a great restaurant with the tastiest food in town. And that's Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Baumhauer's.com to get yourself started on your next event. And, of course, don't forget they're on the boulevard as well.
You're a winner.
Somebody's going to hear that sound after we do today's $20 Food Lab Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we did a little geography there for you. This country has had 39 constitutions since 1844, the most of any country. What country is it?
I can give you the phone number here, 272-9228. That was a lousy hit, wasn't it?
It was.
You didn't have to agree with me.
Oh, sorry. No, it was a fantastic hit. Why do you beat yourself up over this so badly?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with your confidence?
272-9228. We are standing by for your call right now. If you don't win the $20 gift card, stick around, do a follow-up, because our grand prize drawing is coming up in 1 hour and 2 minutes right now. 272-9228.
Couple of accidents on Highway 31. First of all, Mobile Highway 31 at Hyundai Boulevard. Use caution there. Further on down Highway 31 as you're approaching Petlala. At Windham Road, we had a rollover. They've got the person out of the vehicle, but that is causing a big backup in traffic. And the biggest backup is headed out of Montgomery towards Petlala. Expected delay at Windham Road. Also, East Boulevard at Carriage Hills, minor accident in Montgomery. Boulevards, the interstate's very busy, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville. Keep it here for updates. Want to sell your car? McKinnon Toyota needs used vehicles. It'll make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, I got my dinger out. We're ready to make some winners, and
put
start
the dinger back.
With Ronnie.
There's a lady present.
Ronnie.
Yes.
Can you give us the answer we need?
Yeah, what country has the most?
You are correct. Hold on.
You got it right.
We're trying to make up for lost time.
Sorry.
Here's backup Steve.
Good morning to the hardest working person in convoluted intro.
Thank you. Oh.
How are today?
Just like James Brown. Hardest working man.
That's a convoluted compliment.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Because you did a James Brown convoluted intro.
Yeah, I sure did.
That was a good one, by the way.
Thank you. follow-up questions. You know what? I don't think we have any. I was so into what we were talking about.
Well, Pat only grossed $60,000.
I like that.
That's true.
You answered the question I would have asked if I had thought to ask it. Thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend. Let's go to J-Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Just tell us about one random fact you remember.
When Steve said that, I didn't remember any of them. I don't know.
All right, Pat? Who starred in the movie Pat from Saturday Night Live?
What was it? I don't know.
Okay.
There's a woman that played Pat.
I'm going to give you that. That's better than I... Okay, and then finally we have Anthony.
Good morning, guys. And lady.
I forgot.
Good morning.
And lady. Hey, Anthony, you want a backup question? Did you listen to all of Random Facts?
I listened to most of them, sure. Go ahead.
Did you listen to the ones from the first segment?
I listened to most of them. Go ahead.
How many years has it been since we added a country to the world map?
Oops.
14.
That's good, yeah.
All right,
excellent. It's probably 14 now, because this is an old random fact. So, yeah. It's actually 13, but it's probably 14 now.
And all of them just got bonus entries in today's grand prize drawing, which is now 59 minutes away.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a little early to be this warm, but it's going to be a very warm weekend forecast. A good bit of sunshine today with a high temperature up, flirting with 90 degrees, and maybe some widely scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. In fact, same thing on Saturday and Sunday as well, but the rain chances on the low end. Daytime highs on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s. Nights will be in the 60s, and we'll be flirting with 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, our Rocket Sciences feature. It's 2 days that we normally celebrate on the show because of the leap year, both fall on a weekend. May the 4th be with you tomorrow.
Star Wars Day.
And then Cinco de Mayo, which I'm not a fan. Because
and then Revenge of the 6th.
Yeah.
Oh.
The 6th.
Yeah, that's always after Cinco.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're going to get you some things you may not know about Cinco de Mayo coming up. Right now it's 7:58. We were talking about great restaurants. Jay can tell you all about the Seafood Bistro.
Delicioso.
Yes.
It's very good. Seafood Bistro will open up today at 11 a.m. There's a place you ought to go head over to.
I know.
You're here at 11. Have you?
I love seafood.
So have you been to Seafood Bistro?
Yes.
You have? Wonderful.
Yes.
What would you go for?
You should always say hi to our friend Paul, who owns it. He's great.
What do you normally pick up there?
I can't even pick a favorite.
Tilapia is excellent.
I do love tilapia.
And the
They got their shrimp and grits, and their red beans and rice. We could just go over the menu, the whole thing, the seafood gumbo. Po' boy was the very first thing I had. It was their dragon shrimp po' boy. And the dragon shrimp is just delicious. If you like something with a little bit of a kick and spice, they got you covered for that. If you like something with a lot of kick and spice, they also got you covered for that as well with some of the different seasonings you can get on either your boil bag, and probably on some of the fish as well. You can probably ask to add some seasoning to them as well because they've got their Cajun, their spicy Cajun, their lemon pepper. That's for the boil bags. The wings. And they do sell wings there. Their wings, they have tons of different flavors for that. The lemon pepper, like we mentioned. The Saigon Sweet Heat as well. Buffalo, honey barbecue.